I thought I had that locked.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah. Hey, Brendan. I had that locked.
What's going on?
I had that locked.
We thought some comedy would ensue if we had it locked like that. Yeah. Did you drive today?
Yeah, it was a Streeterville is a mess right now.
Okay, why?
They're repaving a stretch of Ohio from Fairbanks to from St. Clair to Fairbanks, and it's just so it stopped everything in its tracks. So, a bit of a bummer.
Sinclair? What's
St. Clair? Yeah.
All right. You got Waze? She used Waze.
Yeah. I mean, I just never, it's, you know, I never expected it to be like that. And once I crossed Michigan Avenue, it was, you know, that was it. No, it was, that's where it all stopped. And you just get stuck in there. And
you couldn't see that across the street?
No.
No.
It's Michigan Avenue. You know?
Can't see across Michigan Avenue. It's
5 miles
wide. It's like the Mississippi. All right. Well, welcome to the show. You missed your Donnie hunk, I think.
Oh, yeah? What did Donnie do?
Well, I'm not.
You're going to recap it?
No, but it did involve him decapping my water yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You were part of that.
Uh-huh. With his germ hands.
He undid my water top for me.
Yeah. Like Has he ever done that before?
Like he was a bartender or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they do that? Like, don't bartenders do
exactly,
that?
Exactly, they do.
Always. Yeah.
So they can get a tip for opening your water?
Yeah.
I didn't get a tip.
Thank you. It's so hard to open this water. Thank you so much.
They really are screwing them on tight these days.
Yeah. Yesterday, I awoke to an email, not an email, a text from Sam, Samantha Sklar, urging me to get this dinner thing together with her dad because he's, let me see if I can find her exact words here. Let's see here. I don't know, whatever. He was obsessed with it, us all going to dinner.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I did contact him last night. I believe you boys are part of that. And it went...
Unreasonably well.
Well, you're on it. Didn't you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I did. I did, but it was...
Hey, man, get your fucking head out of your ass. What night? It was about the dinner, having a dinner. Like, can you have dinner with Sam and me and Brandon and me next Wednesday? And I said, that's not good for dog. Finally, somebody had to say, that's not good for dog. So I did.
Thank you.
And, actually, I said, what night are we talking about here? I've lost track because it's a very long thread about going out to dinner.
Yeah.
This Wednesday, we can go wherever you want to go. We can go to the place that serves your coconut cake. That would be Oyster Bar, 1962 North Halsted in Chicago. Free coconut cake if you're a subscriber. But I doubt it's as good as Sam's, though. And we had the coconut cupcakes, and they were quite good.
Yep.
And I wrote, Wednesday is not good for dog. Finally, someone steps up on behalf of Dog Julin.
The forgotten podcaster.
So we can do another night. Meet at Il Porcellino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, Keith says. That's fine by me. You figure out a day good for you, and I'll see what we can do. I said, what days are you available? And he said, Tuesday, October 17th. Because I'll be in Dubai. Well, actually, I said let's meet at Jordan's in Oak Brook. So I can't lie, but I did think about Il Porcellino. But then after a dinner with a lot of talking, more talking than I like at dinner, then I still have to drive home.
Yeah,
I recommended Jordan's.
Mm. You're like George Washington, you know?
Right. Saw it nagging at you, and then you just said, right. "Had to come clean."
I chopped down that fucking chair.
I cannot tell a lie. Yep. Although I am going to Il Porcellino with Janet and my friend Hugh Surratt and his fiance, in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah,
59 West Hubbard, Spumoni Sunday. When you mentioned the Stever, I can't wait for Hugh to see that he gets a free Sunday. just by saying Stever.
Well, if he says Stooley,
I don't know what you get. I don't know what you get if you say that. So I said, "Can we do another night meet at Oak Brook at MJ's? Because they've got an office in Oak Brook,
yeah.
Foot First Podiatry." Sure, that's fine by me. You figure out a day, and I'll see what we can do. What days are you guys in Oak Brook? That's what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
See, it got too the lie got too complicated.
Yep.
I'm next there with Sam Tuesday, October 17th, because I'll be in Dubai for a couple of weeks. I believe, I know one of his daughters lives in Dubai.
Yes.
One of his three daughters.
Yep.
Is that day good for you? We can invite our wives if you want. And suddenly it went up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Big function.
Yeah, which is fine. That works for me. I was actually going to write, I thought this was girlfriends only, but then I thought, don't put that. Huh. That works for me, up to you who we invite. I'm good with whatever you want. Great, I'll set it up. So we can set it up because, you know, I'll call Danny McGowan.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the head count. What airline do you take to Dubai? He said, trying to change the subject. Emirates nonstop for 13 and a half hours. And I wrote, that's a sweet airline.
Mm-hmm. You've heard or you've flown?
I've only seen it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
As far as head count, I will be four. So I assume that means he's inviting his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that also mean he's inviting Sam and her boyfriend?
That's what it's starting to sound like.
That's going to be awkward.
Oh, Brendan.
I won't feel any awkwardness.
I will.
What if they're seated on either side?
What if Janet starts trying to sell you? Because she's always selling you.
Right.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Right.
I'm ready for a confrontation.
All right. Okay. So then I wrote, okay, should I ask Janet? Yes, I will ask Gail. Hopefully Dog and Brendan can come. Oh, by the way, I'm really enjoying your show and what you're saying about Foot First. It's really appreciated. Thanks, I said. I'm glad you are happy with it. I appreciate the opportunity. We all do. Mm-hmm. Sincerely.
S.R. Dahl.
S.R. Dahl. S.R. Stephen R. Dahl. Foot First Podiatry, Chicago, Oak Brook, Schaumburg, 847-352-9221. Okay, where's that article that I was reading? Can somebody send me a link to it? Because I don't
sure thing.
It's presently not in my purview.
I got it here.
Goodbye, Chicago, that one?
Yeah, I would, you know, that seems like something you just have in here for me, Don, a printed copy of it just in case.
In theory, but, you know, you can have everything you want.
Okay.
You know, did you ever hear that Beatles song? Can't always get what you want?
I don't think it's the Beatles, but...
Pretty sure it's the Beatles.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not sure, but I don't think so. I know one of you guys sent it to me, but I get so many text messages during the day that at the end of the day, I shut them all down.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I don't have it. So mm-hmm.
Just resent it.
Got it. Thanks, bro. Hey, don't forget about Ronnie Wexler. If you're looking to move out of the Shy, let him list your house for you. If you're this douchebag who's moving out of the Shy, Eric Berry, contributor, writer, comedian. Have not heard the comedian part yet.
No, not funny. Not at all.
And podcaster based in New York City.
Ooh.
Goodbye, Chicago. What it's like to live in a city you tried to but couldn't love.
You got to check out his podcast, The Douchecast.
Ronnie Wexler would have listed his. I'm sure he just rented. He was renting,
yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
But if you have to move and you you want to move and you need to list your house, Ron Wexler, 708-629-5151, ronwexler.com. He'll slide you back $500. Let me know when you find a link to the podcast.
I'm looking.
Okay, I think we left off with him approaching the women at the bar, mentioning that he had just moved from San Francisco. It happened to be at the time of the polar vortex. And they were like, why would you move here now? And then they said, just so you know, we're taken.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.